Blog Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded then forget. My life need a set, I direct it in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no Clayton High. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see, it's me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my forfeit, stunting on my ex, give her everything except for another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, count a hundred checks, tonight I'ma flex, oh. Rollie, no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech, oh.
Yeah. Hey, feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear these bitches nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on his head, my niggas owe me. I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me. Uno, dos, tres, in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil and I grew about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gon' do about it. These wheels keep rolling, rolling. I'm outside, 29, G5, seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if you throw another pretty party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know who loved me, but I know that it ain't everybody. I can never love her, she a busybody. Baby, if you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be fucking on this anybody. Yeah, I got feelings for you, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on disability, but gave me this ability, and now she walking with her head high and her back straight. I don't think you're feeling me, I'm out here being everything they said I wouldn't be or couldn't be. I don't know what happened to them guys that said they would be. I said, see you at the top and they misunderstood me. I hold no resentment in my heart, that's that maturity. And we don't keep it on us anymore, it's with security. I'm outside, 29, G5. Seaside, I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
Chains like a jewel. My bitch, I'm just disappear. Sipping all this clear, I ain't thinking clear. Look at my roll, sipping and pippin' like gold. I'm a syrup like I'm Tony, silver surfer macaroni. And that drop head with the lemon head, 100, no dime. Shorty caught me 10 rollies, still got no time for it. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. 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 Hocus pocus, ran me with votes. Votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focus. Votes. Hocus pocus, being ran me with votes. Votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focus.
Always felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it misses, shit'll come back around to get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah. You ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from acting, I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian, I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should have been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
right, all right. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Let's get this show started. All right, let me go live on YouTube. Now let me hook up the gram. Graham is coming. I was thinking about doing something on Twitch, too. If y'all ever heard of Twitch. All right, I am live on the gram. I peace to God. What up, what up, what up? You are now listening to your boy Jonah Bay on the Jonah Bay Show, where I drop some knowledge on some laws and stuff that'll help you in your various things that y'all go through. You know what I mean? And for all of y'all, I got an upcoming seminar, and I'm having it in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's on June 4th, 2022. Right? June 4th, 2022. I'm doing it on injunction and child support seminar. Tickets is $300. To buy your tickets in advance, go to jonahbay.com to the flyer and hit someone up in the Cash app or the Venmo link, all right? You should be there. Well, I would love to meet you. So check it out at jonahbay.com to look for the flyer for the seminar in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we go out and smoke a cigar and have a good time, too, after the fact. You know what I mean? Now, yo, what y'all think about those RICO charges that they came down on Young Thug and Gunna and about 25 more people? 25 more people talking about, you know, their lyrics in the songs, stuff like that. I know they wish, like, they were studying with me. They'd be prepared for this shit if they'd have been studying with me. We'd have knocked that shit out the ballpark. First of all, they got denied all the charges. You know what I mean? But, man, I hate to be them right now. And the foul part is, you know what I mean, not only did they not own their legis, they ain't got their assets and trust or nothing. So while, if they get convicted, they're going to lose everything. They're going to lose everything, man. And it's just a shame to get rich and lose it for hanging out with niggas when you were younger. You know what I mean? You know, you got homeboys that sell drugs and homeboys that scam and all that. So they try to put all of that on both of them. Now, the funny thing, the white boy, Jack Sparrow, no charges for him. He was around for all the same stuff, got the same lyrics inside his music and all that. He said, nah, we wanted to be conservative. We didn't want to get too crazy by going after a white boy. Yeah, I think just to say that is crazy. And I think what I always think, they never treat us more as fairly. Never. Anyone melanated, they never treat fairly in this country, which is our country, which is crazy. You know what I mean? That's the way I think, and that's the way I see it. But with that being said, you know, they had the warrant for their arrest, right? And, you know, I could have dropped them some knowledge on that warrant, man. If y'all go to Rule 27, proving of an official record. Hold on, let me put it in the chat. Let me put it in the chat. All right, it's in the chat. Proving of a record, right? Y'all don't know that those warrants aren't legit. They don't do them legit on purpose. Every warrant they ever do is never done properly. for one reason all. They're in Sendai. That means that ever since Lincoln, they haven't had the power to have a proper court. So they make sure they don't do it on profit. Now, what Rule 27 says, proving official record. A party may prove an official record, an entry in such a record, or a lack of record of an entry in the same manner as a civil action. Right? So, yo, stop calling me about video, motherfucking, texting me about video, and all that. I don't know about all that shit. I'm not doing all that shit. You know what I mean? Whatever video is out there, that's what the video is going to be. You should be listening to the info, not concerned about how high the quality of the film is. You know what I mean? That's not important. Don't get caught up on things that's not important. The words are important. The laws that I show is important, right? So, what that means is, right, they have to have, if you go down and it talks about records and papers and instruments and all that, yo, section 666 of this law is the same certificate by secretary, assistant secretary. See, they have to have certain seals on it, right? And they have to have the clerk seal on it and all of that. In those warrants, they never have any of the proper stuff that's supposed to accompany the warrant. So therefore, you can challenge the warrant with this rule right here. And it's also Rule 44. Rule 44, right? So if I was those boys, man, the first thing I would do is attack jurisdiction and the fact that they lack jurisdiction because the warrant wasn't even a real warrant. I don't give a fuck what they saying I did. That's the first thing I would do. You see what I'm saying? Use their shit against them. That's called impeachment. Either it stands or y'all are lying. Impeachment. Right? Now, they have a whole nother rule. It's Rule 27 as well. It's called motions. Motions. Now, of course, they need to know how to do motions and all that to go through their case. But I guarantee you, they don't know nothing. And their lawyer don't really know shit. They know the rules, and they're not going to follow most of the laws. That shit good. Ginger, cucumber, strawberry. In a blender with some distilled water. So, check it. It says motions. Let me put that in the chat. I didn't put it in the chat yet. I'm bugging. It's in the chat. Someone said, yeah, you sipping. And I'm like, yo, that's true. I am sipping, but it ain't got no liquor in it. Just juice. Just, you know, when spring and summer come, you're supposed to eat the fruits and vegetables that spring up at that time. You're supposed to eat in season. You know what I mean? Your body loves it if you eat in season. But let me go back to motions, Rule 27. And this is motions even if you're doing an appeal. Federal Rules of Appeal Procedure, right? So here we go. An application for relief or application for order other than relief is made by a motion unless these rules prescribe another form. A motion must be in writing unless the court permits otherwise. Now, I got to remind all the newbies, because the old heads know, even if you're doing these rules and you're following these rules, you do not put these rules in your paperwork. You can do everything that it says in the paperwork, reference the rule, but you won't put Rule 27. of the Federal Rules of Procedure. You won't put that. That's their code. Their code is copyrighted. You're not supposed to use it. So all their codes come from Constitution and other laws. And so therefore, you can use it, but you can't use the number of it. That's their code. All right? So it says contents of a motion. A, grounds and relief sought. A motion must stake with particularity the grounds for the motion, the relief sought, and the legal argument necessary to support it. So you got to tell them straight up what you're talking about and why you feel like you can make this motion, right? And then ask them for the relief sought, what you want to happen. You know what I mean? You got to explain your whole shit is basically what it's saying. B, accompany documents, any affidavit or other paper necessary to support a motion must be served and filed with the motion. Now, check it. When I tell y'all about Rule 8 and I told y'all how to defend yourself by I deny, I deny, I deny, I told you, you got to do what? An affidavit with it, with an affidavit of truth. An affidavit of truth is the supporting affidavit with your motion for your denial. See, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. When I give y'all these procedures, I'm giving you the procedures based on their laws of how to do it. Right? You can't go wrong with what I'm showing you. A lot of y'all, you know, I was on Shaka Show yesterday. I was talking to a girl. She was like, yeah, I did my rebuttal, and I said, oh, well, how did you do the rebuttal? Give me, because just telling me you did a rebuttal ain't telling me if you did it, because they consider you didn't do it. If you didn't do it right, you didn't do it. A rebuttal is supposed to name what you're rebutting. Excuse me. So murder charge, if I'm being charged with a murder. Rebuttal to murder charge X95, whatever, 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 right? And then I'll go through line by line and say, I deny, I deny, I deny, and then do a motion, another affidavit of truth, and I would tell my truth, right? Then it has to be answered by them. If you don't do it that way, they're not going to answer you and don't have to answer you. That's how you do a motion. Right? Now it says, so you're supposed to have the affidavit or other papers necessary to support the motion must be served and filed with the motion. Number two, an affidavit must contain only factual information, not a legal argument. So you're not going to try to like defend yourself. What you're going to do is state exactly what happened. I know because I was there. This happened. I know because I was there. This didn't happen. I deny that. I know that it couldn't have been me because I was not there at this time, this date. Those are facts, right? And if you had any proof that you was somewhere else, you put that as Exhibit A, Exhibit B, and stuff like that. Number three, a motion seeking substantive relief must include a copy of the trial court's opinion or agency decision as a separate exhibit. Right? So, you're going to show exhibits of supporting your motion of truth, your affidavit of truth, that supports your position as exhibits. You see what I'm saying? Documents barred or not required. A separate brief supporting and responding to a motion must not be filed, number one. Number two, a notice of a motion is not required. And number three, a proposed order is not required. So these documents you don't have to put in. You see? Now, it's 7:30. We're going to talk about it. I want y'all, this is your homework. Go over this Rule 27 of Motions. Finish reading it. I've read the whole thing. I'm not going to read it online today because, of course, I take calls and answers your questions, right? But this whole thing even tells you the paper size, the line spacing, and the margins you're supposed to do. When you're in court, these are things you're supposed to know. Like it says the document must be 8.5 by 11 inch paper. The text must be double spaced. For quotations more than two lines long may be indented and single spaced. Headings and footnotes must be single spaced. Margins must be at least 1 inch on all four sides. Page numbers may be placed in the margins, but no text may appear there, right? So you got to know that. See, if you don't do it, then they'll try to say, we ain't accepting his paperwork. It ain't done right. And they won't tell you why. They just said, we can't accept it. Especially the federal court. They good for that. You know what I mean? So keep all these things in mind. I'm going to open up the call lines, talk to the people, see what's going on with y'all. I'm going to 210-665. Peace to the God. Peace.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can. You going to talk? I said I can.
Can you hear me?
I said, man,
okay.
Bye.
Okay, listen.
You keep on saying listen, and you're not saying anything. That's dead space.
Okay, sir.
I'm going. Y'all can say whatever y'all want. I think these guys is either they really trying to test my patience. I gave them a chance to talk all that time. He keep on saying sorry, whatever, and then don't say nothing, man. Don't call up if you don't know what you're going to say, brother. Please. Pisses me off. Puts me in a wrong mood. I'm going to 917. And that brother was waiting before the show even started. That's ridiculous. 917-547. Peace to the God. Peace. Do you have your phone muted? Do you know your phone number? Ooh-wee, this is going to be one of those nights. I'm moving on. 502-644. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, family. Hey, I missed you at the end
someone who knows how to talk.
I missed you last week, man, at the end. I was trying to get in and it had the same problem.
Wow.
Okay, the DBA.
Yes.
Do I need two of them? One for the straw?
You're not gonna do the one for the straw no more because you're gonna be making one for your express trust to own the straw, and you're gonna make one for your express trust to own your Moorish name as well.
I mean to coincide with the injunction.
Oh no. Those are the only two DBAs you need. Remember, your express trust is the same name as your Moorish name, except for it has express trust on it.
Oh, okay. I talked to the clerk. The clerk told me, said, This protects the name.
Yes.
Doing business under the assumed name.
She is right. This is why we do it. We make y'all get those DBAs because when the DBAs is there, you can put in your copyright, your DBA, and tell them they can't use the name. And
right. Okay. So
court itself.
So
the court itself. And the court itself, in my, for instance, when I used it, it's about 15 years ago, but people have used it just last week. They took my name off of every document. And I said, if my name ain't on a document, y'all ain't looking for me. I ain't supposed to be here. And left in the shit with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the sole, okay, type of business, sole ownership?
Yes, you can put that. I didn't have to put that.
Okay.
You know, each state got their forms a little different. In Georgia, I didn't have to do that. In New York, I didn't have to do that either.
Because really, the Morse name is the sole owner.
The trust is the owner. But guess who owns the trust? The Morse name.
The Morse name, right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You know what, Jonah?
Someone says the court spells your name backwards. Let's get it straight. The court does not spell your name backwards. What it does is put the last name before your first and middle name. That's how the court does paperwork. Now, the court does that paperwork in the beginning. But once they do the arraignment, they start writing your name regular.
They drop it out.
Middle, last. That's the same thing with a credit card company. When they first send you an application, they send it to the creditor side of the straw man. The creditor side is last name, first name, middle name. But once you get that credit card, all correspondence is first, middle, last. All right, my brother. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. When they run my name, if they would give me any kind of paperwork, coming back, okay, where it says social, I ain't using social, I don't know when, but my
that didn't. The DBA ask you for a social?
No, I'm telling you if I get pulled over, and they say, I'm going to give you a citation or whatever, and you know it's a block in there that says, get your name and everything. Then it says the social. When they run it, what comes back is my estate number.
It says what?
My estate number.
Not a state number.
My estate number.
Estate number. Wow, I don't know. I know last time I seen what comes up on the screen of a cop car, and I show it in my webinar, in my seminars and all that. It says, do not detain, do not detain, do not detain. I don't know what they're putting down.
Yeah, they put
tell you the truth, I don't care. What I care about is being on the do not detain list, and I am. So that's as long as they leave me the fuck alone, I don't care what they got in their computer.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah, because they can't come in on a private estate because the social is the public number that they use.
Exactly. The social is what they call a public contracting number. It's your employee number for the United States Corporation.
Right. So they're trying to come in on the state number. They're trying to get on the private side of the name.
They need the number and the name to make security. So that's what they're always looking for. You can't enter any contract nowadays unless you're doing it privately without.
Okay.
All right then, my brother, what are you talking to?
Peace, good.
Peace. I'm going to call a 612-578. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. This your brother Noble. How you be?
What up, Noble? I ain't talked to you in a minute.
Yeah, I missed you in New York. I came right behind you. I was a couple hours on the highway, man.
Wow.
I came, it was popping. I finally got to get to the Carbon Lounge. That's peace. I like the setup.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Check me out. I want to comment on the Young Thug joint.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But remember, Jonah, remember what the rules say. Whenever there's a victim, someone that has been damaged or injured, they can kind of bend the rules on applying for a warrant. Because, right, absence of evidence is not evidence of absence.
It still doesn't matter.
True, I agree. But remember that. Go ahead.
For a warrant to be legit, it must have the seals on it. If it doesn't
have the seals,
it's not legit. And that's my point, that not putting the proper seal. Did you know most warrants
I'm working with somebody right now. They just raided my man's house. No warrants, no nothing. It's like, yo, they damn near wrote it in pen. Like, yo, if you want our money, call this number. You want your money back. Super crooked. This county, I ran up on them. They don't got nothing. They just it's literally a space where somebody just a company just created a municipality. It's not even a real subdivision.
They all doing that.
But a lot of them, I've been seeing them a lot out here though, and it's like typed up at Kinko's or something. You can see the footing on the bottom. You can see that. What you call that shit, Jonah? Damn, hold up, Jonah. Oh, my mother dropped dead. What you call this shit? It's called, damn, Jonah, what the shit is called? Your IP address, right? You can look at the bottom of the screen, and the shit will tell you, yo, a Starbucks, public library, the city of Egan Municipal Building. You know, you got buildings where, yo, Jonah, you know, you got the computers where the welfare people. Yo, listen, it's so serious, right? But I'm saying, though, when you doing your thing, and this body's involved, I got picked up a couple years back. Because of my association with some dudes that they were
saying is real, right? I know good and damn well if you got a murder case, you know them niggas ain't letting you out for a technicality. Dead ass.
Nah, listen. I got caught with a possession. The feds was watching me. I got caught by the state. I challenged the state warrant. I said, yo, I know you ain't have no control by, because I was in Mexico when they raided my house. So the feds came in court and did an amicus briefing because they wanted the case so bad. The feds blew the state case up like, ooh, y'all lying. Y'all warrant ain't no good because he was in Mexico with us. We was watching him. So y'all warrant is fake. The feds came out against the state with what's called, write this down, it's called an amicus briefing. In
I
Latin,
know about
it. A briefing of a friend. Word up. It's called an amicus briefing, and the feds wanted the case because Hennepin County never give up their dope cases. You get caught with 10 bricks, the state won't keep the case because they want the case. They real strong here. They never give up their cases to the feds, and the feds get mad. So the feds came in on my behalf like, yo, we can help you beat this case because we know you was in Juarez with us when they raided your crib, so we know the warrant is fake. And the judge told me straight up, look, you want to do time with us or you want to do time with the suits? I said, yo, I could beat your case. She said, but you know what? If you cop out, you can stay home. If you fuck with them, they're going to have your ass in Colorado. So I copped out to a case that I knew I could beat, and me and the judge talked about it. I know my woman is trash, but if you don't want to go to the feds, cop out for the 60 months, and I'll show you some love on the camp side. I did that shit. I copped out for 60 months instead of doing 100 months with the feds. So that was my experience with that woman shit. That was right on time.
Yo,
I had the woman.
They are just making these shits up, yo.
No, listen. If me and you conspiring, and through our conspiring, it's bodies. Somebody got killed as a result of us conspiring.
I told you, it's a body.
A warrant is a real low threshold. It's a real low threshold. Jonah, in those indictments, it's bodies. This niggas that's been getting killed behind this music. This shit is real. Even though the warrant is sweet, any idiot can eat the warrant. but it's bodies involved in that. It's sprinkled
my
all around.
The thing is, it's no Pacific. They can't name him specifically. He's kind of shit. You know what I mean?
You know the feds will put a ham sandwich. You know they'll put a ham sandwich into the electric chair. It's easy to get to find a convention with the feds because everything is.
I'm telling you.
Look at this. You got to look at this, Jonah. You told us this, man. Interstate Commerce. First of all, Jonah, you told us years ago. Don't even send a fucking check through the mail that's from your Express Trust. So you know when you part of these record labels, you part of Express Trust. You sending shit on behalf of the trust. A lot of these brothers in these contracts are considered wards of their companies. They're foster children. When you look at these music contracts, they're foster children. So when they're breaking the law, they're breaking federal law. They're crossing state lines, doing all type of commerce. It's easy to get these dudes, Jonah. I know the warrant is trash, but it's easy to get you on what's called mitigating circumstances.
I'm saying
aggravating
the
circumstances.
First thing I did was attack the warrant. I would attack the case on so many levels. On so many levels.
But
the first thing
I consider the bodies, Jonah. Once his body's involved.
If the warrant is fucked, then they had no jurisdiction. I'm just using
the jurisdiction
to bring up jurisdictional issues.
Okay, but remember, there's an exception to every rule. You taught us that. The exception to that rule is if there's excessive damage, right, that precedes a warrant. So check this out. It's something called evanescence, right? It's like that rock group, evanescence evidence. I learned this in criminal justice. Evanescence means I'm chasing Jonah through the alley. I got to lock Jonah up. I don't got time to get a warrant because he might throw the evidence in the alley or throw it in the river. So fuck it. He ran at somebody's house. I'm going to kick the door in, running behind Jonah. Boom. Right? So what I'm saying is when it comes to I need to get these niggas before they destroy evidence, the Supreme Court going to let that ride. That's one of the few instances where I don't have to respect the legs of the woman.
This is what I'm saying. This is
what
I'm
saying. That's a question, too. That was a question.
This is what I'm saying.
So
you're talking at law. You're talking the bullshit they do at law. Constitution does not allow you to do that. You forget I'm a Constitution person.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ride
that. But I'm a crooked federal prosecutor,
that none of that is constitutional, which means it's a principle on my rights, which also means these people aren't following what? The trust indenture. It's there for them to follow. How many niggas over the years I helped murder cases?
Right.
Well, you know, murder between
saying.
That's really the hardest case to convict me on if you follow the rules.
Yeah,
following the rules is real hard for
you. I'm trying to tell you how we won. I've attacked everything that was unconstitutional.
But you know these little rapping monkeys. Half of them are so fucked up
that
the police snatch them up.
They
making statements. You know they making statements to incriminate themselves. Ain't nobody keeping silent. They're not all keeping to the zip mouse. So you know what it is. My next issue is on the flip side.
In a perfect world, if they were studying with me, they could beat this shit like the other dudes I got.
I agree.
Murder shit.
I agree. I wanted to run something by you on the flip side with the IDP joint.
Okay.
I got my IDPs. I got my IDLs.
Mm-hmm.
I was studying like the Geneva Convention Treaty relative to that, and it was saying that it's recommended that the IDP and IDL come from the same issuing country. Can you give me some feedback on that? Are you pro or against that? Does it matter?
From my experience, it doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
It would look really good if they were both from the same spot, man. Come on.
Now to add on to the fam, remember early in the day, you told us to get them from Taiwan, right? I want to share something with you. Somebody had asked you, hey, Jonah, why you make us get it in Taiwan?
The IDP comes from Taiwan.
No. You said our non-Hague. You promoted us getting non-Hague in Taiwan or non-Hague. For some reason, people
non-Hague.
From our class, we just do Taiwan. Taiwan just happened to be easy because
I don't need a Chinese
accent. If you, I say Africa, then I got to put on that stupid Nigerian accent.
You're going to tell them Taiwan because you're doing business with
Taiwan or Abu Dhabi for some reason, right? Now, what I wanted to add on is that just like when the Europeans go to war, they hide all their money in Switzerland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go do the knowledge. a lot of Moorish governments after World War II, when they killed Archduke Ferdinand, a lot of governments was hiding their money in Taiwan.
Mm.
Right? So that makes sense. So
I
do the knowledge. I got my IDP. Yeah, you got to check that out. Asia did something on it where he briefly touched on it, that the brother that started Indonesia, he was actually Asiatic. He wasn't from Indonesia, and he put a lot of that money in Taiwan. It's a video he did called The Golden Horde. And he's talking about
the Moors. I do know that Taiwan is real Chinese. China.
Right, but right. That's the real joint, right?
That's the
now
aboriginal joint.
Check this out,
yeah.
Right? So I got my IDP and my IDL from Taiwan. I was asking you, have you had any experience flying with the IDP?
I never tried.
Because I know you said before, because I've been doing what you say. I fly with my authenticated birth certificate.
That's what
I did that a couple times last year.
If whatever
and, but
I
they
do
make, but they pull me to the side, and they still know I'm noble. They pull me to the side and give me an extra little pat down. Like, come around.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They're just like, oh, you don't need no
they don't
idea.
Always
just give you. Nah, they be like, but they like, you cool. Let's just give you a little extra pat down. I'm like, oh, because
yeah,
I still
yeah
skip everybody. So
yeah,
you said it's not really making a difference.
But
okay,
since,
okay,
since
okay.
I use what I use. I never tried nothing else.
Okay, because this time I killed my allegiance. I don't fox with him. He done. Now, what I wanted to ask you, this is years ago, y'all, you and the name we don't speak of, y'all stayed away from this question. I've been dismissed a couple of times, but it's 2022, shit changed, so I'm going to give it back to you again. What's the science behind since the IRS already telling you, okay, yo, we know the estate is for a deceased, right? Oh, he's the deceased.
Mm-hmm.
Once we do my declaration of a dead person, that's already known. Because I tried to get an EIN with my social, and the IRS denied me. So the IRS got me labeled as a non-U.S. resident. I could use a TIN, but they not letting me use my social. He dead, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
What's the science behind me getting a death certificate? And if I could get one and it's authenticated, is there any relevance to that in commerce?
We tried. I
found some Q-tips. I found some Q-tips, and I found some accounts and all of that with my little forensics. Is that even relevant?
It
because
is.
Because you can't kill them twice, right?
Are they
eating?
I can't
give
somebody on the air. It's going to have to be talked about on
Patreon.
And I have mentioned before. It's interesting. Let me just say that.
And then
I'm gonna tell
you what
Noble Duale said. Noble Duale said, "Don't get rid of the old name because it's connected to what your estate, your vast estate,
right?
Your inheritance."
Now I got one more thing for you. What happens if I'm I do forensics? That's my wiggle. What happens if I run up on 10 judges in 10 cities and nobody got a motherfucking oath of office, yo? I'm surrounded by straight monsters. These is regular niggas. Some of them do. Some of them even they'll try and furnish me one. But I'm talking I'm running up on a shovel that got 30 cities.
Yeah. I got about only five of the judges here in Georgia is legit. Five.
Now, who you report if a judge is doing malfeasance, who you report them to? Because in Minnesota, this is some weird shit. Remember, Minnesota is coming from the Northwest Ordinance. So you taught us go pre-organic act constitutions,
yes.
Remember?
Yes.
You want the constitutions before, not just before 1933, before the Organic Act of Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
They can't claim no jurisdiction over their rights. Okay, fine. Moving forward, in Minnesota, before the Constitution, we had the Northwest Ordinance, right? The Northwest Ordinance is strong. It's real strong with civil liberties. Now, to even report a judge, we got to go to Wisconsin. For some reason, Wisconsin is where you get the judges' reports from Minnesota and misconduct. And then I wanted to throw something at you. Check this out. Asia did a video, and he was basically applying your information going after the judges. But he was saying a lot of these states is incorporated in another state. Minnesota is incorporated in Chicago. Chicago is incorporated in Illinois. Illinois is incorporated in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is incorporated in Florida. Florida is incorporated in Nevada is incorporated in Washington State. Washington State is incorporated in Delaware. Delaware is incorporated in Puerto Rico. So that's what I'm saying. If you got this hot potato, how I find you and give you the business? How I, you know what I'm saying? This moving around shit. The musical chairs is fucking with me because I'm trying to get at you.
Let's say you want to go for whatever state, Washington State. Mm-hmm. All you do is find out where they're incorporated, but you send it to their, what is it called, registered agent.
Okay.
Serving him, you serve them.
Hmm. Now, you saying that's normal for a business to be incorporated somewhere else. Just because they call themselves a municipality, it don't matter. They still operate under
it don't matter.
Right?
Mm. Don't they waive immunity if they did a tort? A tort is personal harm.
Yes. That's dope. Okay, now my last joint, this is still relevant. I got it through the last 2 years.
You up all the time, but go ahead. We only got 3 minutes left. I might as well let you rock.
Two seconds. Let me rock. 2 seconds. Listen. Okay, I'm updating one with you, dudes. I had two issues. Sometimes they let me update the warranty deed, and then they'll put it on a record and create a new deed. Like, yo, so it's been working, right? I'm able to stop foreclosures. No. I'm going to be realistic. I'm able to stop the property tax. The warranty deed pays for the land, mm-hmm. and the mortgage is dissolved. Once they turn it into a securities, they can't legally call it a mortgage anymore. My issue is, who do I get to protect when the sheriff don't? How am I asking this? When the county don't want to recall my documents, the sheriff's open office and the clerk's open office, is that enough?
Georgia, in Fulton County, we went after the clerk of court.
Mm-hmm.
It's her job to take
you go after her. You go after her in a private, or we do one of those public lawsuits? Because I like the private. I like to throw a lien.
First of all, you're going to step to her and say your intent to sue. You're going to go privately and tell her what you intend. You're going to have the names and the facts and the dates of that person who didn't want to file your shit because they all work for her. And mm-hmm. then... If she doesn't do it, then you go for a public suit for declaration or whatever that word is of doing her duties.
Dereliction. Yeah, dereliction.
Yeah, dereliction.
Dereliction her duties.
Now, we know that's treasonous, right?
Yeah, and it's been punishable by 3 years, but who's going to enforce that? I can't get that city attorney that's upstairs to do it.
Dog, if you sue her in court, federal court, and you beat her, it's going to be enforced.
And according to the color of law, that's a low threshold. You could take it right to you. You could take a clerk right to federal court.
When I stepped to her like that in Georgia, she allowed everyone in Fulton County to file anything.
We need somebody like your boy from Lamar County. He was a gentleman, man. I loved him, man.
Yeah, he was right.
Cool beans.
He was right.
He was cool beans.
Yeah.
He was cool
but
beans.
That's how they all
any luck on that? Any luck on that petition?
Well, that time's up. We got 24 seconds. Peace, God.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Come see me again Wednesday. We got an upcoming in Vegas. Go to jonahbay.com to check out information for the seminar in Vegas. Peace. We are out.